5 years, and I called Ed, they're a good friend of mine. I said, Ed, when you go distribute Cousin Nan's money, God, Joe, we got to do that next month or something. So anyway, he and Dewey decided on what are the three things I plug for? Is a museum and Richmond County Historic Society. That's funny, I don't remember what the third one was. My memory betrays me so all these days. I think it may have been the Augusta College thing, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I know he granted a modest sum and gave the museum $7,000. Mm-hmm. I think putting the other buck of it went to Augusta College. Mm-hmm. And that was the last of the coming, Thomas Cumming Fortune. Mm-hmm. And I went to good cause too.
Well, let me see. Your mother was she was in Augusta, an old Augusta family as well.
Well, no. That's a long story. I'm really a product. I'm not typically a Southern person, or born and raised here. A product of New England and the Middle West. Mother was born in Elberton. They refugeed from Augusta up there during Sherman's threat, as many did, and so they did. They went to relatives up in Elberton, just stayed there. And my grandfather was a Pennsylvania man, civil engineer, who decided that the South was correct. And so he checked out and came south. He was a civil engineer of some note, turned out to be a man of great prominence as a bridge builder in later years. I was at Augusta College not so long ago, and I looked him up the Dictionary of American Biography, and they have a column and a half, the greatest, one of the greatest of the century and the greatest of America, a bridge builder. So anyway, he was great at that time, and he came down here and he built the Confederate powder mills and stayed to help operate it. Confederate powder mills ran 2 miles, is the biggest, next to the biggest in the world. Turned out 10,000 pounds a day. Furnished this Confederate, so short of everything, but never short of powder, short of food, short of horses, but they always got the powder because this factory turned it out. But he was in charge of that, and he built it, and then fell in love with Augusta girl, who was my grandmother, and they married in Elberton. Then after pitiful letter from him, he didn't want to go on back home, and he wrote a letter. Mind you, Appomattox was April 9th. He, in the meantime, had gone to repair bridges that Sherman had destroyed in South Carolina. A letter from him, Chester, South Carolina, written to my grandmother in Elberton. We'd better get married. We're forming a group to go trans-Mississippi. Department, we had not together. Well, Brownsville, the last battle, I believe. But I don't believe, I wasn't a religious man, none of them been, except in this case, he said, I can't believe the good Lord would permit this fair land to go down in defeat. Hell, defeated, the soldiers were marching home. He was an artist, he was a musician, he was a great engineer. I mean, that's an amazing man. God knows before I was born, never knew him. But he couldn't believe the South was defeated, and he married my grandmother, and they went out to St. Louis. West was expanding, he threw bridges across the chasms, never been bridged before, and made quite a name for himself. One bridge out there now, the Colorado River, which is a novelty of engineering, was across the canyon, Royal Gorge. But we have picture postcards of it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he spent his entire life, then went to South America and went to Australia to build bridges for these expanding industrial economies. And then he fell from a bridge when he was still under 50, I think, or about 50, 49, 50, and never recovered. And so when he died in St. Louis in 1887, 6 or 7, the family moved back here. There was quite a number of members of the mother's family still live here. One of them was Aunt Maggie's house, northeast corner of Millage Road and Walton Way, that big white house. Yes. She married a rich Yankee, Artemis, and she bankrolled the poor relatives. That was mother and her 5 sisters and her widowed mother. And so they came to Augusta. And so she had all her background, her raising was St. Louis. Of course, there were Southern people, but they were, see, the color.